Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Oh, yeah, that's right. Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group. Damn. Almost forgot about that. So yes, I am still a bit under the weather. My voice is slowly coming back, but I've been running a low-grade fever off and on throughout the day. So, joy of joys, your bar. Aren't you glad your bartender doesn't actually serve you drinks? You know, would you really want to catch what I have? Not that I know what the fuck I have anyway, but I'm just saying, in general, you're probably better off. So, I have found that being sick means I don't sit at my desk. I don't. I sit in the sofa or I sit in the recliner and I vegetate. Nope, nobody heard a different word there. No, I vegetate. I binge watch TV or on demand or DVDs or whatever. Because it's relatively mindless and my mind is not 100% here at the moment. Well, that's because of the headache, congestion, fever, medicines, whatever. So, but tonight, we've been sitting on this DVD now for about a week. Rich and I watched Joker. Now, listen, if you are at all on social media, I'm sure you heard all the outrage of Joker. Oh my God, it's violent. Oh my God, it's empowering incels, and which is, by the way, it's a word that didn't exist until a few years ago. So if you want to empower, quote, incels, give them a title. So you just did. You empowered them. But I also have been watching the second season of Punisher, and I have to say Punisher was more violent than Joker ever was. However, you aren't set up like you are in the Joker. And that's something to think about when you're running your games. If you want to do a twist, if you want your players to be invested and you're a big bad guy, you just don't throw it out there. You got to get them invested. You got to give them background, maybe interaction before your big bad evil guy becomes the big bad evil guy. Maybe he's not evil. Maybe he's mentally ill. Maybe he's misunderstood. Maybe he's somebody who suffered a lifetime of degradation. I don't know. All right? But if you watch Joker, and I didn't see it in the theater, and I am sure there are scenes in the Joker, and I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen it, okay? The great character study. Joaquin Phoenix does an amazing, amazing job with the character. But the violent acts, some you kind of see coming, some you might not. And I think it's the ones that you don't necessarily see coming that aren't broadcast to you that will shock you the most. And I'm sure if you're in a movie theater that's packed with hundreds, if not maybe 1,000 people, and you have these shocking scenes that group psyche takes over, well, you do realize that you can use group psyche against your players, right? You can use situations against the players, not the player characters, against your players. But if you really want to make your big bad evil guy more than just a caricature, more than just another notch on somebody's, I don't know, sword or belt. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Apologize. The mic does have a mute button. Fuck, I should use it next time. I forget. Anchor doesn't have a mute feature when you're recording, but my mic does. But if you really want to make your BBEG, big bad evil guy or gal, truly, truly disturbing. Let your players get invested with them. Maybe the BBEG hires them for a mission early on in their career before events, I don't know, maybe somebody kills their spouse and kids, turns them completely around. Or maybe they had a difficult childhood, and an event in the present brings that to the surface. But you have to, if you want to get the most out of your NPCs, especially ones that you want your players to find as their antagonists, get them invested. And if you watch Joker, you're going to pick up some ways to get people invested. All right. I'm going to tell you flat out of De Niro's two movies that are probably in for Best Picture, The Irishman and Joker, your 2 hours watching Joker is a lot better than the 3.5 hours you're going to spend watching The Irishman. I'm sorry. Irishman's not a bad movie at all, but it could have been trimmed down by another fucking hour. And watching De Niro try to walk like a young guy while being computer aged to be younger does not work. He does not have the agile moves of the young man. But in this movie, and his role as basically Johnny Carson, even though he's not called Johnny Carson, but there's an Ed McMahon, and there's Doc, the guy who used to play the sax or horn, whatever it was, in the Johnny Carson show. And what's the doctor's name on Carson? Joyce? Dr. Joyce Brothers. There's a version of Joyce Brothers there. Again, not giving anything away, but the movie, if you're a New Yorker, if you've been to the city, if you've been to the Bronx, you're going to recognize places. Also, they filmed in Newark for the stuff that New York City apparently has left behind in its past. Newark still hasn't quite gotten there. So, what can I tell you? If you can farm a movie for game ideas, especially when it's not a fantasy movie and not a science fiction movie, but it's a character movie. Joker's not a superhero movie. It's a character movie. It's about mental illness. It's about the decay of society. It's about so much. And I think, personally, the movies I've seen that were out in 2019, and I would make that my number one. But, hey. All right, folks. I'm still not 100%. I don't know what percent I am. Between getting most of my voice back, yet, like I said, bouncing around with a low-grade fever. I don't know. Hopefully that means I'm kicking this shit, right? All right, folks, if you like this podcast, if you enjoy yourself, you don't have to like it. If you enjoy it, if it's, even if it's that thing that you go, I hate this so much, but I have to listen to it because it's entertaining, even if I don't like it, or whatever it is, give us a review, give us a rating. Spread the word even amongst your friends. I really, really do appreciate it because I've said in the past, I've said recently, my recompense, my payment for what I do is your good thoughts and your good words. Really. So, thank you. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow, probably after some playoff NFL football. Oh, boy. We shall see. All right. Laters.